The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went into the region of Caesarea of Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The God of the Lord.
The church has a mission to carry out the work of Jesus in our time. And Jesus says that organization, it's not for spectators, nor is it a social club. You know, a club is where you join because you want something out of it. You join for what it can do for you, not for what you can do for it. But it has a mission, the church does. That's why it's not a club or for spectators. Being Catholic means being part of a spiritual army called and equipped by God to fight and conquer sin and evil. And there are many remarkable things about the history of the church. One of the most remarkable is that the church has not only survived an unbroken succession of catastrophes since her foundation that have put an end to kingdoms, empires, and even civilizations, but after each one, the church continues to grow and spread and shape the course of human history. Winston Churchill, who was Prime Minister of England during World War II, recognized this. He wasn't Catholic, but soon after the war had ended, he visited a Catholic convent of cloistered nuns, and he was deeply moved by his experience there. And before he left, he told the nuns that they and other convents like theirs were like a ring of bright lights on the shores of a black, burnt-out world. The Benedictine Monastery of Monte Cassino is an architectural symbol of the indestructibility of the church. It was founded by Saint Benedict back at the end of the 5th century, and 51 years after its foundation, it was demolished by invading Lombard tribes, but the monks rebuilt it. In 642, the Muslim invaders, this time the Saracens, they captured and devastated the mountaintop monastery, but again it rose from the rubble. In 1343, an earthquake leveled the entire complex of buildings, but a new complex soon emerged from its ruins. In 1943, Allied planes bombed the monastery, mistakenly thinking that it was being used by the German army as a fortress. But in fact, the Germans did occupy the monastery for a while, but their commander was a fervent Catholic who went to communion each day while they were using the monastery, and he decided to withdraw the German troops before the Allies would arrive so that the monastery wouldn't be damaged in the fighting. But it was. It was leveled. But soon after the war, it was a group of people in the United States who raised money particularly, specifically, to rebuild Monte Cassino, which the Italians did. And this is an image of the church. You can bomb it, you can burn it, but you can't bury it. Now in the gospel this morning, Jesus talks about his church, but then he asks the apostles a specific question. Who do you say that I am? And that's a question that each one of us hears in our hearts. Who do you say that Jesus is? And your answer to that question tells a lot about you and how you look upon the church. Bishop Pilla liked to say this. He says, people live their Catholic faith based on other priorities. We are consumerists first, Democrats or Republicans second, and Catholics last. I think there's a lot of truth in those words. If you truly have faith in Jesus Christ, that he is God, the Son of God, who suffered and died for you, and what's more, you know that by your baptism you have been given a mission to continue the work of Jesus in this world, well, then I think you will put your relationship with Jesus, your discipleship, your following of him first in your life, not last. If you look at the church like a club, then your involvement in the church and in following Jesus and sharing your faith will get a lot less attention. And so that question is asked of each one of us here this morning. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? And that decision, that answer, must be made within each of our hearts.